Obviously, this weekend, as we celebrate as a country Independence Day, and then knowing of many different gatherings and celebrations, that there is a sense of joy, a sense of hope, different ways of people sharing stories of history, of families, of generations of people. We know that there's been incredible parades, abundant food, gatherings with family and friends or neighbors, and then obviously fireworks. And fireworks. I will say that I'm exhausted because it just was loud. But we think about, yet through this whole process of God's Word still in some ways connecting even to this celebration of our country, you know, focusing again on really the invitation to peace. And so as we listen to the first reading today, it's maybe hard to discern that, but Zechariah the prophet wrote about a couple hundred years before Jesus came about. But the people of Israel have encountered and endured wars, and they've been conquered by different people. Their city of Jerusalem had been destroyed. And Zechariah is reminding them, rejoice, because God still has a plan that the Savior will come, and he will be the one who will then ride in on a donkey. And a donkey is symbolic of peace. And then it says that there would be, in a sense, a removal of like the horse and the chariot, which are symbolic or reminiscent of war. So the scriptures try to highlight this gift of peace, this gift of freedom that we share, but really to say that God is the ultimate source of that good and truth. And then we come to the gospel today of Jesus, again, really giving a certain invitation that I think is important. But first of all, a little story. So it's about an old tough cowboy who was having breakfast with his grandchildren, and he especially told the grandson, he says, I know what the secret to life is. And he says, every day I want you to sprinkle a little bit of gunpowder on your oatmeal every day. And the young boy was a little skeptical, but he began to do it. And so he lived to be 93 years old. And when he died, he left behind 10 children, 28 grandchildren, 35 great-grandchildren, and a 15-foot hole in the wall of the crematorium. We can sense that maybe that wasn't true, but maybe last night somebody was using a little bit of gunpowder because the noise was incredible. But we think about Jesus, though, still offering us guidance also about a long life that brings about the fullness of the kingdom. So Jesus in the gospel talks about praising God our Father. So the mystery of the kingdom is revealed to Jesus, and then he reveals it to his people, his disciples, and even to the little ones, those who sometimes know the challenges of life. But this prayer of thanksgiving kind of moves into this awareness of knowing who God is. And so Jesus also kind of describes that intimate relationship that he has with the Father, this revealing and sharing of who one is and what one is capable of, and yet God's plan, which is always redemption and salvation for his people. And then there is the invitation of Jesus saying, come to me. You know, in the Gospels, at different times, Jesus really does give sincere and meaningful invitations. Come, follow me. And today it's, come to me, all you who are labored and burdened, and I will give you rest. To me, it's an incredible, consoling verse, not just today, but at different times, even this gospel is used for funeral liturgies. And to remind ourselves of who Jesus is as the good shepherd, as the servant, as the humble, obedient redeemer that comes to God's people. And he calls us to accept his path to freedom and to peace. He also says that we have to take up the yoke and learn from him. And the yoke, we know, is really made for two animals, that they work in partnership to sometimes maybe pull a wagon or certain things. But to think of Jesus inviting us to take the yoke because he wants to be our partner as we also encounter and carry our cross and the things that weigh it down upon us. And through this gift of faith, he then leads us to a place of not only receptivity, but a place of renewal, where we again know this divine grace that comes to us because he is the one who offers us that gift of compassion that comes from the Father, a compassion that is truly one that is not oppressive, but one that, in a sense, brings about this gift of freedom and a sense of peace. So as we continue to praise God today and think about the psalm response, I will praise you, I will praise your name forever, my King and my God, that we too think about how we imitate Christ in praising God our Father, the Creator, and yet desiring to live and imitate the Master who helps us not only carry our burdens, but always renews us and points us on the right path towards peace and joy, justice and love, a love that is enduring and a love that brings us always lasting joy.